and welcome to Encore. Encore is Near FM's Highlights of the Week programme. Now, this week's edition, Noel McGuinness is joined by Derek Ahern, sports officer at Dublin North East Inner City, on Northside today, where they chat about the Fit for Life Open Day. Later, Debbie McMahon is joined on Lifeline by Michael Malone of the Northside Partnership, where they chat about a quit smoking course. And finally, Donie Tarrant is joined on Northside today by Bernadette Harrington from Bernardo's, where they chat about the annual toy appeal. But first, on this week's edition of Encore, it's Noel McGuinness on Northside today.
On the line now, I have Derek Ahern, sports officer for Dublin North East Inner City. Okay, Derek, started last week on the 5th. Give us, all about the Fit for Life Open Day. That was last week. So tell us what it's going to go on till the end of February. Is that right?
That's correct, Noel. Yeah. And basically, the 5th of the Open Day on the 5th in Narton College was really to launch the program of activities that we're going to be running between now and the end of February in relation to trying to get underactive adults in the area and people who just are looking for somewhere to exercise from the North East Inner City or the North Inner City, really. Mm-hmm. Whether they're visiting or walking there or living there, mainly living there. But the opportunity is open to.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the itinerary, Derek, and I can see all the walking and the football and all that sort of carrying the jogging and the walking and all that. Just one thing, I was wondering what sort of reaction you got to yoga.
Yeah, well, yoga has probably been one of the more successful programs, or the ones that's most popular, simply because it is quite expensive to do. Obviously, these classes are subsidised, so all the classes are subsidised, so they're a lot cheaper than what people probably wouldn't be able to afford coming from the North Inner City. So, it's been really popular because it's obviously mental health as well. A lot of people get caught up in the hustle and bustle. There's been a lot of negative stuff in people's lives, especially from that part of the city. So it was good to get a really top yoga instructor in, Michael Ford, to run the classes there. So it's fairly well timed up, but we still got a room for a few more people are interested.
Okay, I imagine a lot of organisation goes into leading up to the open day. So is this the first time you've done this?
Yeah, well, I'm basically new to the area in terms of my role. I've spent 14 years out in Ballyfermot with a really positive community to work with. So now I'm here in the North Inner City, and although I'm new to this role, I was a member of St. Xavier's Boxing Club up in Dorset Street from the time I was 8 years of age, and I coached there up until very recently. So I'm very familiar with the area. Some of my best friends are from that area, so mm-hmm. I'm looking to get going in the area, really, and get people to know that what I'm doing and what we're about, really.
Mm-hmm.
So
What ages were you aiming at? Was it just adults, middle age upwards, or what ages?
In the main, it's adults for this particular program. Obviously, we run a lot of other programs, but this particular program was about, we wanted to start at the beginning of the year, get people motivated, get them into some line of fitness. We've given a huge variety there in the program. As you say, walking, people who just want to go in and play a little bit of football, you know, that might have played football when they were younger. They don't like going to gym, so the FAI are running a program on starting from next Tuesday, from 3 to 4 in Ballybock. So it really, I suppose, adults in this particular program, but obviously younger people would, there'll be other programs in it that I run on a regular basis with Swim Ireland, and they run a program with the local youth services from 3 to 6 on a on a Wednesday with Carol Finley, so she, she's very much part of that. Mm-hmm. So,
well, as I said,
we cater for everybody.
Okay, well, as I said, the preparation must have been enormous leading up to it, and I'm sure it's gone, even though it's just over a week. It's not quite a week yet. But the venues, you have to spread it over a lot of venues. Was it hard to get to venues?
Venues is the most difficult thing in that area I'm experiencing. There's not a lot of inviting facilities, especially from a sports conference. Background in the area, so that's been difficult. Obviously there is one, Larkin Community College is an excellent facility, obviously it's a school, but it's facilities are a problem, and getting them at times that suit people has been difficult, but listen, we're doing the best we can, and we're knocking on doors to try and get more available to us. But at the moment, that's what we're working with. The Larkin Community College, I suppose, is somewhere where we'd like to see probably Europe a little bit more.
Okay, I'm sure that, as I said, you said yourself, that's the hard part of it. So is it because there's quite a deficit and a shortage of venues that you can choose from? Because you want to keep it in the area to keep people interested and make it more amenable for them. So is there
a
shortage?
Yes. There is some facilities in the area, but whether they're suitable for sports or inviting, or whether people know that they're that's the difficult part. Is about I've noticed it's been the most difficult part of running programs. It's just we're looking at the same facilities all the time. Dublin City Council provide a lot of facilities, I suppose, in that area, Ballybock, and then you've got the Markovich Centre as well, which is a fully modernised gymnasium and swimming pool, but it's a little bit of a walk across the Liffey. So people like stuff to be in on the doorstep for them to get active. So we're just trying to create as many opportunities within that area, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've experienced through the difficulties. But listen, we've got over them. We have the best. We had Kelly Harrington down there on the day. World silver medalist, who's from the area, Portland Row. We have Emma Brennan doing classes on a Saturday in Ballybock. He's the National League middleweight champion. We have a lad, Keith Coleman, doing the class last night in Larkin College. He's an international presenter. You know, he goes all over the world presenting. These are the people that we've got in doing the classes. So you're not going to get better people doing the classes. And they're subsidised. They're not going to cost an arm and a leg. It's probably €20 for a six-week program is the maximum you'll pay for any of the classes. So, and
that's absolutely
these are top instructors. I mean, if I was to open up a gym and put these people in it, these are the people that want to give them a class. So I'm hoping the local community are going to get down, take advantage of these instructors and the classes that they're going to offer.
So you're going to be doing stuff. I was going to ask you what's next for Derek after these 2 weeks Fit for Life program. What's next for you? So just keep going.
Yeah, well, we as soon as March comes in, we do more kind of we kind of get on the bikes that we currently have. We're setting up a program that's going to have bikes down in the East Wall Water Sports Centre, and we're going to get some bikes in there so we can bring people out on cycling programs and then link them into things like the Great Dublin Cycle at the end of it and Bike Week in the beginning of June. So there's so much that is going on that people probably don't realise that's available to them. I mean, and it works throughout the year. So during summer, we would cater for certain target groups throughout the year, you know. So some of the programs are open to the public. This particular one is open to the public. A lot of the other programs would be working with agencies and community groups. So this is the main one, I suppose, for in terms of the public just getting involved, getting down, and then finding out about what else is happening throughout the year on that sports and wellbeing partnership page, they can get all the information, that's the stuff that's going on.
Okay, give us that website again, Derek.
It's the Sports and Wellbeing Partnership. It's on Facebook, the Facebook page. But you can get stuff, information on that if you link going to the Dublin City Council's website, and if you can get the link on the Sports and Wellbeing Partnership, that'll bring you on and give you an update of information. But okay. I think most people are
Facebook. Well, I just say congratulations for the initiative. It's absolutely terrific, and you're going to be a busy, busy man for the rest of the year, and you've sort of created a monster, but a good one for the people of the area. And congratulations yourself and the team.
Oh, thanks to Near FM for giving us the opportunity to get it out there, because that's important, that you just get involved with local communities as well.
Indeed, that's what we're here for. And don't forget to get in touch with us if there's anything else at all coming up that you need to get out there in the course of the year at all. No problem at all, just get in touch with us, Derek. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. That's Derek Ahern, Sports Officer. Thank you. Bye. That's Derek Ahern, Sports Officer for Dublin North East Inner City.
And that was Noel McGuinness, who was joined on Northside today by Derek Ahern, Sports Officer at Dublin North East Inner City. Next on Lifeline, Debbie McMahon is joined by Michael Malone of the Northside Partnership, where they chat about a quit smoking course.
Now I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio with Michael Malone. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. You're not a stranger here to Near FM. You've been in plenty of times. And I think we must be mostly January we get you in, start of a new year, people quitting smoking. So tell us, you're based in Kish House up there and you're involved with Northside Partnership and you're doing a stop smoking course. Tell us a bit about it.
Kind of the idea of it is, as you know yourself, most people put a resolution into their place for the January and kind of have the best intentions to give up things. So the idea of this course is it's for people that are interested in quitting smoking. So the idea of the course is it's over 6 weeks. It starts off next Wednesday, the 17th of January, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and it's based in Northside Partnership Coolock Development Centre, just actually close enough to these offices in the
right beside us
in Bunratty Drive there. Right. And kind of the idea of it is it's just more of a slow pace, or not a slow pace, it's more, there's no rush to it, it's laid back, you get as much information as you want out of the course. The idea of it is if you're interested in giving up, or even if you just turn up to the first day, it's just more of an information session, just kind of giving you an interest of what's over the 6 weeks, what you're going to get over, and what if it's actually for you. And at the end of the day, it's a free course as well, there is no cost to it, so it's not like you'd lose anything. The only thing you lose is probably an hour, 2 hours every time, but
I might help you give up
we'll give you.
And is it open to men and women?
Yeah, the idea of this course is it's open to men and women. It's a free course. There's no judgmental elements of it. The idea of the course is, as most things, is to get peer ideas from other people that's in the course. Some people might have ways of coping with it that you go, oh yeah, I never thought of that. Or some people might have strange ways of, did this ever happen to you? It's more of to make you feel that you're not alone out there. There's loads of people trying to give up cigarettes. Loads of people trying to quit smoking. That it's just more off the sea. Oh well, this person's trying to give up, this person's giving up, I'm not alone. That's what the idea of the course is, to feel like you're not alone out there. There is people trying to do the same boat you are.
You've been doing this for a good few years now, Michael. Have you seen much success in the course? Have you seen people come in that were quite heavy smokers that have quit?
Yeah, a lot of people that would have come in, like, even as I'm calling it, the older generation of people, like people in their 50s and 60s, and have been heavy smokers throughout their life and have actually quit with the course and as part of the programme. So as we say to most people, you're never too old to quit or even to be thinking about quitting. Like, what have you got to lose but gaining, say, years in your life? Now, I'm not saying, oh yeah, quit in your 60, you're going to last 20 or 30 more years, but what have you not to
But is the damage not done when you're that kind of in that age group in your late 60s, 70s? Well, people can say, well, what's the point? The damage is done now. Is it going to make a difference to me?
No, like, in the sense of, as most people know, like, if you're damaged, like, say your lungs, your lungs will repair, but they'll never be the same as they were if you went throughout your life being a non-smoker. Do you know what I mean? We can't turn around and say yeah or no. Well, it's not going to make any difference. But at the end of the day, what have you got to lose with trying it, if you know what I mean?
Some people say when they've worked or when they've smoked all their life, they suddenly give up cigarettes and they seem to get every type of cough and cold and feel worse than themselves. Is that just a kind of temporary
thing? It's a temporary thing as well. So yeah. Say, for instance, it's your body's way of cleaning out its system, if you know what I mean. So some people will turn around and say, oh, they get a bad chest infection or a bad cough. It's your lungs trying to repair themselves. So they're breaking that tar that's on your lungs to cough up. So in the sense of, some people might say, oh yeah, I've had a bad chest infection. I never had this the way this was before when I was a smoker. So it's your body's mechanism to try to repair themselves in some way or another. And that's what it is. It's to clear the body.
Okay.
And that's what your body's idea for. It's like, oh, this is a foreign substance in my body. It's not constantly getting it. So your body's like, how do I shift it?
Mm. Do you think... I think there's an awful lot more younger people smoking now. Maybe it's just me. I've noticed when I'm going around and I've seen a lot of younger people in school uniforms smoking. Do you think if there was more out there, like a lot of, I suppose, education in schools to prevent young people taking up smoking, the damage, like showing them the damage it can do to the lungs, that it would prevent them taking up this horrible habit?
But say, for instance, there's a lot of ads out there. There's a lot of information out there, like constantly. Every second ad is the I quit line informing people. It's more the idea of, the more we see of people now is using the electronic cigarettes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that seems more of students, college people, like say for instance, it's more the cool fad of people now of thinking, oh yeah, I just have this because the idea of the flavours you can get, like, and that it's that kind of thing of, it's the new fad. But it's the same way, say, the e-cigarettes. There's not enough information out there to turn around to say, well, this is a good thing, like, do you know what I mean, or a bad, like, you can't get them e-cigarettes in a chemist. So we as a service and as like a HSE can't promote them, because like, there's not an information out there to say, oh yeah, the damage that they don't do, like, do you know what kind of way? It'd be down the line where people would see, oh God, this is what the damage is it's doing to me, kind of thing.
I've noticed that you see people on those e-cigarettes, and my own sister is the same, and it's constantly in her mouth, constantly holding onto it and constantly sucking. And I've seen that on more than one person. I mean, it seems a lot of people think they can just constantly... Yeah. Smoke it. I mean, there has to be something in that that's not healthy.
It's more of the way, well, the way I normally say it to people is, if I was to give you a bottle of liquid, take the label off it and ask you to drink it and told you that's what was in it, would you drink it? It's the same purpose as of, like, there's not enough information out there to say what's in them or what's not in them. So we kind of advise people of not trying them. The best thing to do down the line is, because you don't want to substitute one addiction for another, if you know what I mean.
And it seems to be like an addiction, because they seem to be constantly stuck to their lip. Well, I know my sister is, and it is an addiction, because I hit it on her and she was getting withdrawal symptoms. So there's something in it that is just as, I suppose, addictive as a real cigarette. And as you said, we don't know the damage yet that that's doing.
Yeah, it's kind of down the line, down the road, where it would be different, to be new damages down to people's lungs. And especially with the idea of, like, there has to be heat, like, any liquid that's heating up, would you breathe it in on a normal basis, if you know what I mean? It's the same kind of purpose. It's just more of to think before you do something, because you don't want to substitute, oh yeah, I've given up my cigarettes, I'm going on this e-cigarette, if you know what I mean, and be smoking the e-cigarette more than you would actually a normal cigarette, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And what happens now in the course you do? Do you provide any type of like patches and that for people, or
we kind of
just mind over matter?
It's more, we kind of walk through a process of what the effects of cigarettes, how to cope with withdrawal symptoms, the different NRTs that are out there for you, and talk through, like, what the purposes of them is, if you know what I mean, how they work, and basically talk to people in the plain English of that we're there, that they can go, well, my doctor said this, have you any idea what that could be, because I didn't understand it. I think it's more like we don't ask questions that we should, and we don't talk about issues that we have. Like, say for instance, there's not really most services, like a lot of services out there for people that are interested in quitting smoking, because it's seen as a little like issue, just say for instance. But there's a lot of services out there who people are on, say, cannabis and heavier drugs, if you know what I mean. But smoking is a drug in some form or another. But it's about there trying to get people there and support them even through the process. And at the end of the day, there's no harm in trying it, if you know what I mean. What have you got to lose? Like, say for instance, turning up on the 7th of January for an hour, if it's not for you, like, we're not going to turn around and go, oh yeah, come back. Like, you can approach us and go, no, it's not for me. But like, as we're saying, what have you got to lose to turn up?
Great. And it's great. I mean, the course up there, the Health Food Made Easy, has been going a while as well, and it's great. I mean, you pick up some tips, very basic tips and very basic menus, and they're great. And as there's a lot more, there's a stress course, so there's a lot going up. And as I said, just go on to Northside Partnership and I'll log them up there. But listen, thanks Michael for joining us here again, and hopefully we'll have a lot of people contacting you.
No problems, Debbie. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
And that was Debbie McMahon, who was joined on Lifeline by Michael Malone of Northside Partnership. And finally, on this week's edition of Encore, Donny Tarrant is joined on Northside Today by Bernadette Harrington from Bernardo's, where they chat about this year's annual toy appeal.
Anyway, joining me on the line, speaking of friends, is Bernadette Harrington from Bernardo's, an organisation which does absolutely unbelievable work in this country. First of all, good morning, and I suppose I'd almost get away with saying Happy New Year, Bernadette.
Good morning to you, and a Happy New Year to you too, Donny. Thanks very much for having me on.
You're more than welcome. Now, Bernadette, what we were talking about, what we were going to talk about, is the annual toy appeal. Now, what I really, I suppose, want to get at here is, number one, how did the one we'll say for Christmas 2017 go? But also, I would imagine that there may be a lot of things which Santa Claus delivered which may not have been appropriate or may not have been just used properly. So Bernardo's would like to take those on board as well, I presume.
We'd love to. Yes, we did very well with our appeal this year. We changed it slightly, and we were asking people to donate, I guess, more practical things than maybe toys, which is what jumps to everybody's mind all the time. But things like pyjamas and toiletries and that type of thing, which really families do need. So we changed it slightly this year, and I have to say it was absolutely fabulous, Donny. We really got a great response. But yes, we all know that thing, Christmas morning, we open gifts and we're delighted. But then sometimes we find that there's a book we've already got on the shelf, maybe the latest Nigella Lawson or Jamie Oliver, or more and more smellies that you're keeling over from the perfume. But anything that you might feel you don't really have need for, we can always find a good home for in Bernardo's. And you'd be safe in the knowledge that its sale will make someone else happy, and at the same time raising money for Bernardo's work.
And tell me this, Bernadette, I am thinking particularly there when you mentioned pyjamas, etc., etc. With the amount of children that are now living in hotel-type accommodation, I would imagine that the demand for that type of an item is gone through the roof.
Yes, absolutely. We were only looking last week, and we were amazed that the statistics now are there's 3,333 children as of last week living in emergency accommodation. Sorry, at the end of November. No doubt it's gone up even more since then. So absolutely, yes. We've worked this year, in 2017 rather, with more children and families than any time before. So the need is greater, Donny. So yes, those things like slippers, pyjamas, toiletries, that type of thing, we'd absolutely be delighted to get. But also any of those things that you got as a gift that you don't want, because that ultimately raises money for Bernardo's, and we can then get the things we need, for the families that we work with.
And Bernadette, I'm just wondering there, as you speak, you're sort of on the north side in the shops. How many shops have Bernardo's throughout the country, we'll say? We'll say predominantly Dublin, but in total, how many shops have Bernardo's?
Well, we've seven shops throughout the country, four in Dublin and three outside. And then we've also got a wonderful thing, seeing as you asked, Tony, have to get the plug in. We've two fabulous bridal shops that sells just brand new bridal gowns. So never been worn, never been used, and it's a beautiful bridal environment where people can come along and make an appointment. So it's like any other bridal room that a bride would visit when picking a gown. And it's sort of like the best kept secret in Ireland that we have this, but it's really something we're looking to try and get knowledge out there for people, because it's a lovely experience. And again, you're getting a gown at a knockdown price, and you're helping a charity as well, and children and families in Ireland.
Yeah, it really is a no-brainer, actually, when you think about it, Bernadette, because, as you say, like, number one, you're getting possibly your dream gown at a bargain basement price, but the help that you are bringing and the alleviation of suffering that you're bringing to somebody less fortunate than you is, you'll never know about it.
Exactly, and I think, you know, there's so much cost attached to your wedding day that if you can have some element of that, A, that saves you money that you can maybe spend on another area of your wedding, maybe the honeymoon or the reception, but B, that you really are helping people. And our wedding gowns range from about €250 through to about €750-800, which really is a fraction of what a bride would pay in mainstream retail high street wedding shop. So it's, as you say, it's a no-brainer, don't you know?
And Bernadette, just something that again, in relation to that, and it's a kind of a follow-on from it, did you observe, because several other charities have said it to me, that even when we were at our worst during the economic crisis in this country, that, you know, they sat back and they looked, and it never ceased to surprise them, the level of compassion and the ability to give and to donate to charities of the Irish people.
Yeah, it's absolutely, and that, thank God, never changes. And I think it's in our psyche, it's who we are and what we are, and the generosity of money and time. I mean, the amount of people that volunteer with Bernardo's is the only one I can talk about, but you hear of this all the time, the amount of volunteering hours that is given up by the Irish people, whether it's the GAA or whether it's Dogs Trust or Bernardo's or whoever, people giving of their time selflessly. And we literally could not operate any of our shops without our volunteers. We've over 200 people volunteering just within the shop. So, you know, it's a phenomenal thing, which we're just thrilled about, and long may it continue. I think it's who we are, Donny, and I think that's something very special.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bernadette. And the other side of that coin is that I would imagine, and you know, as bad as it is, and we touched there on the housing crisis, etc., but as bad as it is, I think without the voluntary element getting off their posteriors, trying to help people, that as bad as the situation is, it would be a lot worse.
I agree. And thank God for them. Yeah.
Bernadette, for people who are, Saturday, I think, was the 6th, wasn't it? So most people would have taken down their Christmas, as the phrase goes, either Saturday or yesterday, or without doubt today. And as you say, there may be a glut of smellies or stuff like that left over after the big bearded wonder has arrived. Where would they go if they wanted to donate something to Bernardo's? What would be the closest shops to them? Or if they were going into town, where would they go?
Okay, so in town, we've a shop that the nearest to the city centre is Rathmines, which is on the Rathmines Road. Then we have a shop in Kilbarrack, Clondalkin and Dunleary as well. So any of those shops. And if anybody's thinking of giving unwanted gifts, maybe they'll have a clear out anyway. They're just having a general clear out, and we'd be delighted to get any of those items at the same time. So any of our shops would be thrilled to receive those gifts.
Yes, indeed. We have. We all can give anecdotal evidence of people who have clearing out to make room for new stuff.
Oh, always, always.
And the one in Kilbarrick, Bernadette, where is that?
It's in the Kilbarrick Shopping Centre. It's really, anyone that lives in that area would know exactly. Yeah, Kilbarrick Shopping Centre.
Yeah, well, everybody knows where the Kilbarrick Shopping Centre is, so if you find that, it'll be easy to find Bernardo's. Bernadette, as we commence 2018, is there anything else you'd like to say to us before we part company this morning?
Well, I'd like to say thank you for all the generosity that people have given over the Christmas period to Bernardo's. And if you're having a clear out and if you have any gifts that you don't want, we'd be absolutely thrilled to receive them. And thanks for supporting Bernardo's and all other Irish charity shops. We're delighted. Thank you.
Bernadette Harrington from Bernardo's, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Northside Today. Thanks a million, Bernadette.
Thank you, Donny. Take care.
Bye-bye now. Thank you.
And that was Encore for this week. Encore, we'll be back here on Near FM at the same time next Sunday afternoon. That's 4 p.m. Have a great week. Bye-bye.